Welcome to Cloud Tech Talks, your go-to cloud podcast from Amadeus Technologies. This is Sindhu Priya, Marketing and Alliances Senior Manager from Amadeus, as your host. Let's continue without any further ado on the topic, Navigating Multi-Cloud FinOps Complexities in Banking with Ryogendra Gangaradi, DVP IT, HDFC Bank. Hello, Ryogendra. So are there any specific metrics or key point indicators that are critical for FinOps hope or success in the multi-cloud banking environment?
Yeah, this is a very big question. I'm not sure if it can fit in few points, but
maybe a few critical metrics.
So to start with, I would say whatever metrics you define, right, as we started discussed in the beginning, it should first align with your business objectives. Okay. There are many metrics available, but for a bank, for example, we have defined at least four key KPIs, which we monitor very closely. First, we discuss, right, it's mostly, first and foremost, is the cost allocation. So that all the stakeholders have their cost visibility, drilled down to their business units, environments, resource level, development level, team level. And some people also look at resource utilization. So we also look at resource utilization. It's basically, you know, performance benchmarking against effective utilization of resources. Some people measure it in terms of FinOps score. Some many tools are today, as on today, define a FinOps score. Some peer benchmarking, if there are similar kind of applications or you are handling multiple customers, then peer benchmarking can help you to see whether an applications are spending effectively or not. And this will help you to be on the key part to be optimized across all the clouds. Now, suppose there is a payment application in one of the CSP and there is another similar kind of payment application in another CSP, it gives you an idea or gist, right? How do you manage the cost? How do you see that why are we spending in here more or in other cloud it is less? So you use the strategies and mix of that to bring the resource utilization at a common structure. And third is the compliance part. Now this might not be applicable to all, but in banking scenario, it is one of the key area, right? To meet the regulatory and legal requirements, we have to take many actions which are key to comply with the RBI norms. So, for example, like I explained, right, keeping the backup for the longer retention periods, sometimes 10, 12 years, keeping the data in the dual region, having a multi-AZ setup kind of thing for higher resiliency. So being a payment critical application on the top layer, you have to comply with the regulatory requirements. Compliance cost plays a very crucial role. Because you cannot ignore this, but at the very same time, you have to ensure that it doesn't overshoot your actual budget. It might also happen wherein just to be compliant, you make some wrong considerations and take lots of backups which are not even required. You should only look at it as in to meet the compliance requirements and also fulfill the regulatory requirements, only that amount of compliance actions are taken. And last one, I would say, which is monitored very closely, is the cost anomaly or the variance part. This has been very regularly monitored by our team because that shows where there is a controlled way of spending or where the projects are ignoring the real signals of sudden spikes in costs. So these are the four key parameters like allocation, resource utilizations, compliant cost, and last one is your cost anomaly or variance.
Got it. You clearly bucketed and categorized all of it already. So maintaining a critical balance between the compliance and the cost is really a challenge. So on that case, Yogendra, how critical should be your focus on the FinOps team? So a successful FinOps team can make or break a cloud strategy. So any essential skills or roles banks should focus on when they are assembling a team to manage the multi-cloud environments?
So yeah, of course, when you are managing a multi-cloud environment, you need to have a centralized FinOps team. That's
Yes.
a first prerequisite, and it depends upon the size, could be depends upon the size of your organization or how much you are spending on the cloud. But starting point would be the centralized FinOps team. Then I would say you would need FinOps lead who oversees overall structure of the FinOps practices in the organization. And so it's, we discussed, right? So it's very difficult to find the skill set for all the three CSPs together. So any
Yeah.
person with having one of good skill in one of the CSP can be molded for adopting more and more CSPs and various other toolings which we have in the industry.
The concept will remain the same, right? The terms might change, but the
Yeah.
concepts and the logics will remain the same.
Yes, yes, yes. So when we hire people, we just look at, you know, they should have an expertise in one of the CSP, and they should have the overall understanding of majority of the services, understand how it is charged. Also, they should be able to understand in what permutation or combination, if the services are used, it would cost us less or perform optimally. So some, it could be as simple as a logic, you know, when you choose a right compute type by understanding the, you know, right processor type, choosing the right storage class by understanding the use case of the application. So this is where we look in the from skill point of view. This is kind of qualities we look inside a person who is going to be the part of the FinOps team. Now, when you look at the overall structure of the roles within the team, I would say you would need a FinOps lead. Then there should be a FinOps engineer who is more aligned towards the framework and the best practices of FinOps. Then there should be a data engineer who is more inclined towards data analysis and giving you intelligent outputs by using some powerful tools or dashboarding skills. Then there might be a need of I would say finance person who is mostly handling the chargeback invoicing part or the you may say reservation part. So that area can be covered by the finance team. And obviously in our team we also look forward for a person who is playing a role of a project manager, because it's also important for you to work on the higher aspects of FinOps, wherein you are targeting towards automation, probably tooling, or the complex strategies of FinOps like deploying pods or adopting multi-cloud architecture, failover kind of thing. So in a nutshell, at least four key profiles wherein you have lead engineers, finance person, data analyst are should be part of the team and are very much required there.
So it's a mix of talents. It's not just confined with the technical team of engineers alone, the FinOps team, the operations all together make a proper FinOps center of excellence. So the collaboration plays a key role here, as you pointed out. Yogendra, can you give us an example of the effect or the outcome of such collaboration that you have encountered in your stint? So you are spearheading this FinOps practices for HDFC. So how collaboration helped you to achieve a lot of savings?
So I think other than the cloud FinOps team has to work more closely with the IT and the finance teams as well. You know, there are many ways wherein they intersect with each other's path, or for budgeting, licensing, you know. But I would like to discuss one typical complex use case scenario, which gives a gist of how important the role of other stakeholders are.
Okay.
There was a regulatory requirement wherein we have to keep our database backup compliance for compliance reason for longer duration. Now, mainly when you need regular backups of databases, you prefer taking it via automated backup solutions, right? It's a native feature available. So, but when you use PaaS services, for example, RDS, right? So
okay.
When you opt for automated backup solutions, there is no tiering options to store your data to the lower classes.
Okay.
Now just imagine wherein banks have to store data for 10 to 12 number of years, and huge size of data has to be retained for such a long duration. The cost would be very high, and almost all applications in the banks would have database requirement as their service, and will be that among the top spending services in their project.
Okay.
So it was really difficult for us to sustain with the cloud native solution. We went to our IT team. With the on-prem team, we discussed our problem use case, and they suggested, you know, why don't we try a third-party tool which helps us to take a backup from the cloud and retain it retain on a lower storage class to avoid this high amount of cost. So now to test this logic, we needed to do a POC to solve this problem. And to fund this concept, we brought in finance team and explained to them our situation. Initially, there were a lot of questions from them, but later they realized that, you know, if we want to comply with the regulatory norms and still control the cost, they need to fund this POC.
Okay. No other
and it
choice.
Might give, yeah. So no, it might give good results in the long run. So being in cloud doesn't mean only FinOps team can save the cloud. You might need licensing teams, you might need business teams, compliance teams, finance teams to achieve the goal of cost saving for the organization. So collaboration of other teams is really very important. I have really seen this too much in my personal experience. And when it comes to bank, you really need help from other departments.
Especially from the finance department.
Yeah.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. So we have almost come to the end of the episode, Yogendra. Wrapping up, so what trends or technologies do you foresee in simplifying the multi-cloud FinOps complexities in the financial sector going forward?
So I think if you look at the buzz is already there about AI and ML. If you look going forward with multiple AI engines and use cases, the usage of many services will be dependent on AI feed. So in fact, today we see that AI-based FinOps is also available in many tools, wherein they are adopting AI and ML combinations to give intelligent outputs. So, and it's very much required looking at the trend that I really feel that it will play an important role in the future, because analyzing vast amount of data is really very difficult. Only this modulated algorithms can do that, wherein you get output in a very limited time. With the higher spend in the cloud, if you look at the cost excels which we get, sometimes Microsoft doesn't even support to open that, you know. So it's really important that we look at providing intelligent recommendations, because based on that analysis, we might be able to right size resources, adjust cloud services, automate cost saving tasks, and also automating FinOps process, I would say.
To an extent, yeah.
So that's what I feel, the looking at the trend in the future, that the FinOps model will not only stick around the existing cloud services. There are many AI-related, AI-ML-related services coming in, and they will be the use case for the application. At the very same time, they will also supplement or support FinOps to get quicker and faster insights.
Of course, they might be a use case as well. You rightly pointed there. Yes, the AI ML, we can expect a huge impact. We are already experiencing it. And in 2025, we could see that coming with greater impact, greater aggressiveness as well. So we have come to the final wrapping up phase of the episode, Yogendra. Thank you for being a part of Cloud Tech Talks. Listeners, you have heard it all from him. If you want to ask any further questions on the topic, Yogendra is available on LinkedIn. You can reach out to him. And if you have any other challenges that's completely bugging your further growth, especially in the cloud cost optimization practices, do write to us at info@amadisglobal.com. We are also reachable on LinkedIn. We are available on all podcasting platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Amazon Music, and on. So do hit the subscribe button before you log off. Till we catch up in the next episode, enjoy your cloud journey. And before we close, Yogendra, would you like to say anything to our listeners?
Thank you for listening me out for all this while. There are many things happening in this space, so even I am looking forward to upcoming podcasts and knowledge sharing sessions on this. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Yogendra. Take care. Bye-bye.